Before we get going, we got a special thing this morning. Is Joe is going to share for about 10 minutes before I speak. And I asked him just to share whatever the Lord's on his heart. And so why don't you come on up, Joe, and give him a clap there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll do my best. You're clapping now, but you might not be clapping when I'm done. But that's okay. Don't throw nothing at me. And I'm just glad to be here. I want to thank God first and Craig for doing this for me. This is really out of my comfort zone, you know. And I was just telling and sharing with Randy and other people that lately, though, my comfort zone's become uncomfortable for me to not do anything for what Christ done for me. And today I'd like to talk about if we're to be the bride of Christ, we're to look like a bride, we're to know what other people that are part of the bride are doing. So that means reaching out to people you don't know, people you do know, you know, going to other churches in your community and seeing what they're talking about and what they're discussing. Because when Jesus came here and he was in the world, he went about doing his Father's business. That was his focus in saving souls. You know, he's done it for us. Are we willing to do it for him? If we are going to be the feet and hands of Christ, which the Bible says that we are we going to be about the Father's business? Living our lives daily, asking God to guide us, to help us reach out to people that where we come from. You know, I come from a complete dark past, and God's desire and his grace was for me, to save me. You know, so we are supposed to be doing that, helping others. That's been like, it's a passion for mine. Like, you know, I don't know how to do anything. So once again, I'd like to thank Craig for asking me to do this. He, you know, I said, don't worry about the 10 minutes. You probably won't get the 10 minutes. You know, you get five, I'll be batting 500. I'll be a Hall of Famer in baseball. You know, but it is something I'd like to start doing, you know. One thing, I've been visiting churches, and all the churches are different. You know, every single one of them, they worship God differently. But there is no only right way to worship God is with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. That's what the Bible teaches us. To not worry about what other people do. Or, you know, Paul teaches in Romans, it's some of my favorite teachings, I believe it's Romans 13, to like, don't worry what other people do. If they're doing it, and they're doing it for Christ, and they're doing it for God, then bless them with it. And see, God bless you, man. You know, I might do it a little differently, but help, please pray for me. Bless me. You know, and my doing this. You know, we're all so different. I don't come from this, so I'm fascinated with this area. You know, I sit there and go like, wow, man, all this, you know, all the different backgrounds of churches and different denominations and different, you know, all praising and worshiping the same God. You know, I look through, I'm not a big Facebook doer or fan, but I sit there and I watch it and I'm going, wow, man, here, you know, the persecution of Christians is coming. You don't have to look very far to see that. We're in America and it's here. Some of them are my family members, you know, so it's heartbreaking, but I have to live with that. You know, and I hear everybody's thing is, well, you won't argue somebody into the kingdom. Well, no, you won't. But you can speak truth into their lives, and you know, and pray about them, and just constant prayer for people. But as the bride of Christ, I'm encouraging everyone to go out to other churches when you have time. You know, when I'm not here, I'm not backsliding. I'm visiting another church. You know, because I want to know what goes on, because it's the same God. We're all Christians, and everybody does it differently. You know, I just it's fascinating because I have people like tell me so many different things. I go, wow, it's, you know, they tell me something. Don't let people do this. Don't let them do that. It's like, well, they done did it for me, man, and it worked. You know what I mean? It might not work for you, but they done did it to me. Laid hands on me, and I've been delivered, bro. So there's no telling me that it doesn't work. You know, because it does work. But you have to believe and stand on that faith that God is going to work through you, wants to use you, to reach out to people that no one's, there's no qualifying. I don't qualify. I don't deserve anything that God's done for me. I don't deserve any of it, but he deserves me. reaching out and focusing on saving souls. Because he saved mine. Man, that's what we are in. There's some good reads out there. There's some people, works going on. My thing is, it's out there. You can get it. It's just kind of for me. This is bothersome for me. That you can sit there and get more off the television than you can come into people's churches and get a teaching and taught. You know? Is there, you know, it's sad, but you know, God wants us to be in churches and to bring what we have to the table and share with people, you know. Go into churches, hug people, love people, tell them you love them. Ask them, go to churches, say, hey man, can I get up and give a testimony? I know it might not be what you do, but I'd like to do it. And if they say no, well, God bless you, brother, I appreciate that, you know. But it's still reaching out, because we each, all and every one of us have a story and a testimony of where God has brought you from. You know, and people want to hear it. You may go one day to visit someone, give a testimony, and years later that guy, man, I want that. I want to have what that guy had. I want to be delivered. He told me where he came from. I want God to do that for me. If he done it for him, he gonna do it for me. And he'll do it for everyone. You know, I come here to Relationship Church because, you know, and I'm not trying, don't watch your head, don't get real big or anything, but I come to Relationship Church because we have great teachers. I come from teaching. I come from teaching that is good teaching, and the only reason I know it's good teaching is because I read my Bible that God's given me. You know, I don't take one thing. I remember like James teaching here, and this is my experience. I go like, I didn't like that lesson. You know, James probably don't even remember teaching it. I don't know, but he taught it, and I didn't like it, and I went home and said, I'm not coming back. You know, but then it sat there, and I go, well, why is that bothering me so much? He said that, and it bothers me. I got to go back. I want to find out. And I read, you know, and all throughout this walking, I only know that it's God speaking through James, speaking through Craig, speaking through Chuck, putting everybody in my life. And I'm knowing it's true because I'm reading it in the Word of God. Hallelujah. See, I believe now is the time for everyone to open their Bible. I've always pushed this. I've told Randy this. And Randy, we know this. You open your Bible, you read it, so when you go somewhere, you know if someone's trying to be deceiving you, or if they are deceived, then you know to pray for them. You know their names. I'm not from here, man. I'm so into going out and meeting people and visiting churches because I want to know their names. I want to know what they're doing. I want to pray for them. You know, I want them to pray for me. You know, I'm so fed up with not being able to do nothing. I have to start somewhere. And I have to do something. And it's about what Christ did for me, what Christ is willing to do for everybody. When I got saved, I have something in my heart was there that said, saved's not enough for me. It's not enough for me. It wasn't about something. I said, now what I do? And there was always a scripture. I'm not good with like quoting scripture, memorizing. I've read it. But the one thing in the line that this is my favorite saying is the born again. Glory be to God that we can all be born again. Born again means not being like you used to be. Thank God. Glory be to God that we can be born again. You know, and I just, God calls us all. There's a battle going on for people's souls. My loved ones, your loved ones, people we know, we don't know, they're out there, man. I'm seeing it. So I'm asking God to give me any kind of gift. Show me what they are. Let me use them. But the one thing God gave me is a voice. That now I can bring goodness into the world like Christ did. He will use me. And bless me. I don't know how much time I've done or taken, and I don't want to take all Craig's time. But Chuck gave me a paper one time. I'd like to read it before I close. I mean, I could probably go on and on, but I don't want to just keep on going and going. But I'd like to read it because when I come to Christ, this is how I felt. And one day Chuck gave it to me. I was like, wow, he's had this all this time. You know? Now he's going to give it to me. It put words in my mouth. But he did give it to me, and I'd like to read it because we all, as followers of Jesus Christ and disciples of Christ, we're all called to this. This is how we should all feel, you know, and we should live our lives like this. So I would like to read it, and I'd like to pray, and then I don't know if I've done my 10 or not. I just once again want to thank God and Craig and Relationship Church for, you know, I don't know what y'all did over Christmas vacation that made God want to punish you with me here doing this. But I'm sure you'll be all right. But I'd like to read this. I've shared all the stuff I have with my family, you know, and then I can't do much about that. I can't do nothing but plant seeds. And God's word says you plant the seed and don't worry about growing it. It ain't your job. It ain't my job to like make you do anything. My job is to say, hey man, God loves you. Jesus got a big plan for you. And whatever strongholds you got, we are called for that. Jesus Christ went around putting his hands on everyone and delivering them from demonic and healing people and loving people. Everywhere he went, he did it in public. You know, he never like hidden, you know, he'd go to the churches and whatnot, but he did most of his ministries in the public in front of people, saving fallen people. You can't do much for a person that's saved. I mean, you can help them in their growth. But we know we need to get people saved, their souls saved. So that's all our calling. I would like to read this and then close by reading Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Because that tells us how we need to be when we walk through this journey. What we need to do to make it through this journey. Yeah, and I have a helper here. She's helping me. Thank you. Okay. This is it's called Unknown Quote, found in the Bible of a man of God in Africa. I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense, and my future is secure. I am finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame visions, mundane talking, timid giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by presence, lean by faith, love by patience, lift by prayer, and labor by power. My face is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions few, my guide reliable, my mission clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemy, and ponder at the pool of popularity or meander in a maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up, or burn up till I've preached up, prayed up, paid up, and stored up, and stayed up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must go till he comes. Give till I drop, preach till everyone knows. And when he comes to get his own, he'll have no problem recognizing me. My colors will be clear. That is called, we are all called to that. And it's not an easy journey. It's not an easy journey. You know, I go over and over in the Bible. I'm not the biggest Bible reader. I mean, I try to be. I'm not the greatest reader. Thank God I can understand what I read now. But I believe, like, you know, when you get in these small groups of churches and you go there, you really do learn. You really do. You learn. First of all, you learn that you got to submit and let other people be involved in your life. That was really hard for me to do. When I started going to cell groups and now I'm like, oh no, there's people, more people trying to tell me how to live my life. I'm terrible. You know? But it's hard because no one wants to submit to any kind of authority. But if you read the Bible, Paul's telling you, hey, go over there, let them teach you. Man, we're supposed to honor and lift up our leaders and our teachers. We're supposed to lift them up, be there for, bear their armor. Like the old ancient armor bearers of the old times, man, they carried it around for them. When they went to go do battle, they put it on them. But when they weren't wearing it, they carried it for them. That's what we are supposed to do. If you don't have any calling, you don't know where you're at least armor bearer for somebody. Whether it's someone that anybody that needs you. So I'd like to close on this because this is Paul instructing us. And it's God's word telling us what we're supposed to do. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his great power. put on the full armor of God so that you can fight against the devil's evil tricks. Or our fight is not against people on earth, but against the rulers of authorities and the powers of this world's darkness, against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly world. That is why you need to put on God's full armor. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you have finished the whole fight, you will still be standing. So stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist and the protection of right living on your chest. On your feet, wear the good news of peace to help you stand strong. And also use the shield of faith in which you can stop all burning arrows of the evil one. Accept God's salvation on your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. To do this, you must always be ready and never give up. Always pray for all God's people. That's how we're supposed to walk our life. We're not perfect. But it tells you right there that we're supposed to wear the armor. We're supposed to live right lives. You know, and we're supposed to be at peace. At peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We should, wherever we're at, we should not let anything negative that goes against the Word of God influence us. But we should be there influencing the Word of God on people. Let it rub off on them, the Spirit, you know. I can't live in the Spirit. I can't let the Spirit do anything in my life if I don't submit to the Holy Spirit of God, which lives in me, and I know why. And He lives in every one of you here that have taken Christ as your Lord and Savior. He lives in you. The Holy Spirit of God lives in you. That was so hard for me to get and grasp for the longest time. You know, I don't want to get all my testimony on, but I used to sit back there and clap my hands and go like, wow, these people are lucky, man. They have something. They have this Spirit of God that lives in them, man. I wish I was good enough for that. I wish I could have that, but I can't have that. You know, until one day God said, I can have that. I can do whatever I want, and I'll give it to you. You have it. You just have to submit to it. Let the Holy Spirit speak into your life. That's the little voice that says, do one thing that will show somebody the love of Christ in your life. It doesn't matter who they are or what they've done. God will save them just like He saved us and He saved you. So I'd like to just close in praying. Thank you for being patient with me. And thank you all for loving me. This is my family. This is the family. I went from thought my family was big, I went to humongous. Because everywhere I go, my brothers and sisters are there. The greatest family in the world. The family of God. Children of God. Woo! So hallelujah, amen. I just pray, Father God, thank you for this opportunity, God. Thank you for putting it on Greg's heart to ask me to do this, God. And I just pray that I have more opportunities, God, to speak to people, to have your will done in my life, God. Not my will, but your will. To do what you would have me do. To bring your kingdom here on earth. Not later when you bring it and Jesus comes, but I want the kingdom here on earth now. I want to live it now and share it with people. So just bless this audience, God. Love on them. Let them help people. Let them hear your voice. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. I love evangelists.